in your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to the Oddcast, only on airfmlive.com with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's an FM.
Here they are.
The Oddcast. Live.
Well, goddamn it, happy Valentine's Day.
I know.
Okay, do you guys remember? I don't know if you guys remember last Valentine's Day. We were all like Debbie Downers for Valentine's.
I know.
We were like, fuck Valentine's,
bitter.
And yeah, I don't have nobody.
I was like, it's all just to get money out of everyone. Like, I was a bitch.
Yeah, because you were in between relationships. This was like a few months before you met Tim, or a couple months at least. And both of you guys are just like, fuck Valentine's.
I know.
Did I say fuck Valentine's?
I think that came up about 7 or 8 times through the show.
I think we were alone. I was alone on Valentine's.
Yeah, oh, pobrecita.
Didn't we all go out and do something on Valentine's or something like that?
I think that's what we did. I think me, you, Yolanda, and Carlos were like all single.
Uh-huh.
And we were all depressed.
To Hollywood, I think.
And we're like, fuck Valentine's Day. Let's go fucking get fucked up on our own.
Well, we got one of our really good friends hanging out with us. I did his show a couple of weeks ago, and he's hanging out with us. He's one of our really, really, really good friends. Oddcasters, can you give a nice round of applause, a nice welcome? He drove 40 minutes to get here, had to turn around, got lost, but he's here. Give it up for our good friend Michael Show.
Fuck, who let that guy in the building?
I don't know. Somebody should have closed the goddamn door. How you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm thrilled to be here.
Cool.
Finally get, well, not can't say put some voices, some faces. I've seen all your pictures.
I know.
This asshole over here doesn't post pictures of himself.
Exactly.
On Facebook, but
yeah, that's true.
Honor to be here.
You should grow a mustache and then post pictures.
I can't tell. Yeah, maybe. Well, right now my picture is of me. I got a big Power Ranger helmet on. So
it's all good, man. So you're going to hang out
so
with
us? You in the helmet?
No, it's, I don't want to sound like a dork here, but it's like you go to this website and you takes a camera webcam picture of you with the helmet right there. So I'm not physically wearing a helmet. It's just a picture.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. We're gonna have a. I hope it's not as miserable Valentine's as it was last year, guys.
Because
no. You guys seem both like, you know, happy. Robert has a little more gay in his step, and you know,
what?
Desi, you're blushing a little bit more. I mean.
Hey, well, I can say I'm happier this year.
Yeah, see? So maybe we'll have a nice, nice Valentine's.
We're supposed to have a 3-day weekend Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, I still have to fucking go to work, but...
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Did you have Friday off? Or what?
Tim.
Oh, okay.
He has every day off. What are you talking
about?
Oh,
yeah, what am I talking about? Yeah, motherfucker. Does it end with the Y? I had it off.
I got tomorrow off, so I'm like, yeah.
Ah, oh, that's a good feeling.
Now, Tim doesn't have actually tomorrow off, but we're transposing the day to the weekend.
Okay. So I just because I have a gay friend now. I mean, I've had gay friends in the past, but none I could
Robert
be so
wasn't your friend?
Open with. No, you know what I mean? But none I was able to be so open with. Now what are you guys gonna do? Because I'm fascinated by the gay life. I don't want to go
well,
there.
Well, we
but
know what they're gonna do, but we don't want to know.
Like, is there something special? Do you like put whipped cream around your cheeks for it? Like,
no.
Is there anything special that you guys do?
No.
Okay.
Well, what do you?
What
do
you do?
I put whipped cream around my cock. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess we could do that. I could try that. I haven't done anything with whipped cream yet.
Dude, your fucking cat, Robert,
your cat's horny.
Is in heat. Okay.
I hope she has a Valentine.
For people who don't, because we brought up the cat a couple times in the show, but Robert has this horny-ass cat that is in heat, like, every 3 weeks, dude. And he talks about, oh, she's only in heat in the springtime. No, this bitch is in heat every fucking other show. She humped my leg like 3 shows ago.
And now she's doing her little whine.
And yeah, if you guys didn't just hear her earlier, she was going, brah! Just in the back humping one of Robert's pillows.
Yeah, I was
oh God!
To walk in and have some horny pussy all over me.
Yeah, see, we bring. Oh yeah,
two gay guys. They got a horny pussy in the house.
We roll with the
pussy.
But getting back to your question, we're actually gonna go take a trip to some Buddhist temple.
Booty temple?
Buddhist?
Oh, Buddhist.
I thought you told me booty earlier.
Yeah,
I'm
that's.
Just
I mean, that's
Buddhist
what I would think.
Temple, just to look around and go out for the day. And then we're going to go to Universal Studios tonight after that.
That's cute. That's cute.
How cute.
So it's not anything unordinary from what you might do.
Okay. I just assume that you guys do.
Be going to a leather bar or something?
Yeah, just dress up in chaps and walk down Hollywood Boulevard.
There's only certain gay people that are into that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not one of those.
So what I've been seeing on like Jerry Springer, all that, that's all.
That's a certain.
It's a lie?
That's a certain class. You know.
I'm joking. Okay. With
no, I'm just fucking with you. I know. Well, I had a fabulous, I don't even know what the word is, but amount of sex with my lady.
I know. I saw on Facebook.
You know
oh,
what?
God. Did you update it? I haven't been on Facebook.
Oh, poor Desi. You haven't been on. I noticed you haven't been on Facebook.
My phone got shut off. So
oh, damn.
I'm detached from the world for like a week or so until I get another phone.
That's a hard feeling. Dude.
I know. I only get on at work. I'll be on for the next week because I'll be at work all week. So I'll be on. Ew, your cat's rubbing herself.
Your
on
cat is wow. Just turned lesbian
she
on Desi.
She just wants you to pet her.
No, yeah, I don't.
No, she wants to. Her,
I'm
put,
sorry.
Put your finger up her ass. She'll walk away. Seriously.
I'm sorry. I can't have any vagina anymore.
At least not until the next listener party, eh, Des?
No more sushi for you.
No more bad sushi after for me. That, it upsets my stomach.
After that last round of sushi, we're not going there. Oh. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been a cool, laid back one. Man, my girl dressed up in a sexy ass outfit last night and. You know, didn't wear any panties. And that's a good, because God bless the people who make those dresses that, like, if a girl wears anything under the dress, it, like, show, and if there's a lumper, and girl's like, do I look, can you see anything? I say, yes, I can see it. gotta lose the panties. And it was one of those weekends.
Oh, that's the post I saw.
Yeah, it was, oh, it
panties
was one
or
of
no
those.
Panties?
Yeah, she always asked me.
She saw it myself.
Oh, wait, I think I did see that, panties or no panties.
Yeah, she always ask me that, and I don't know a guy for I've never said panties. Yeah, panties. Yeah, one more thing I got to get through to get to the fucking gold.
I vote for panties. That's actually what I wrote on your thing.
You, Michael, you are a panty guy.
I prefer to have a little mystery.
Uh-huh.
Because you know, it just adds to it.
You know what?
It just adds to it.
Can't even lie. I love, and I'm gonna take it a step further. I like big panties.
Yeah.
What?
Not granny panties.
Yeah,
I'm talking
right.
Like, I like when the girls wear the little
boy
what,
shorts.
The cotton
oh, yeah.
boy,
no, boy shorts.
And why do they no call them boy shorts? That makes me feel gay.
Because what? They
can
look
you put
like,
on your boy shorts, babe?
Because like they look like briefs that boys wear.
Yeah, but oh, I like
the girls
that
make them look hotter.
Yeah, exactly. Desi,
they, well,
thank
they,
you.
They came up with that because girls, you know, looked hot in our underwear, so they just made them smaller and more tight.
That is a great. Oh, I love those little shorts, and I do understand where you're coming from. Thongs, you know what? I'm not. I like thongs, obviously. That's the end thing. But I can appreciate a pair of full, even the ones with the ruffles and shit when they get all yeah. creative. I'm like, okay.
See, I like thongs when I have to wear certain pants
uh-huh.
that are gonna show my underwear. But if I'm wearing, boy shorts, and uh-huh. I have to wear pants that aren't gonna be tucked, you know, so much on my butt.
Uh huh.
Which is pretty much all my pants. So I have to wear thongs all the time and wear pants. So I can wear the boy shorts when I go to bed.
I hear you. Yes. So yes, ladies, wear, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with you. I like a woman in panties rather than, you know, not. But when it comes to those tight, like damn near spray on type of skirts that they make for these ladies nowadays, I got to vote no panties. No panties. No panties, ladies. You hear that?
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
Please, no panties.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now, for the news.
Okay, so, it being Valentine's Day, that doesn't stop the craziness from, you know, entering our world and entering our news. But, in Russia, they actually have no love for Valentine's Day, dude.
What do you mean? They don't have Valentine's Day over there?
Not everybody in Russia is in love with Valentine's Day. Authorities in a Russian province are urging schools and other state institutions to refrain from Valentine celebrations, seen by some conservative Russians as an unhealthy foreign phenomena.
What?
Yeah, so they're basically this Russian Orthodox church that's basically has dominated the Russian, you know, country since 1991, since they left the Soviet Union and that collapsed and all that. I mean, Russia has turned into just this crazy conservative state, and They said, fuck Valentine's Day. We had want nothing to do with it. Pretty nuts, huh?
It's pretty. If you think about it, I mean, I'm not that I'm against Valentine's Day, but technically, it's a day that it forces everybody go do something with your spouse or your significant other. You have to. Everybody else is doing it, so you have to do
you
it.
Have
sheep.
To.
Sheep. I was kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it.
We're all fucking sheep.
If it wasn't
sheep.
For Valentine's Day, how many times out of the year would you actually do something nice for your significant other?
On their birthdays? Christmas?
Fuck yeah. No, first of all, as a man, no, we fucking pay a lot of money for bullshit, man. I'm telling you. This is something has to change, because we already get you a fucking engagement ring whenever we get, because there's, like you said, birthdays and then anniversaries and the first time we fucking kiss and the first time I stuck it in you. It's like
you celebrate all that. That's y'all.
No, hell no, I
don't.
No, no, no. But there are people out there, a lot of men who are pussy whipped who do.
You know what today
right?
is? First day you stuck it in me.
Exactly.
Baby.
It's our first. Oh. It's the first time you got me pregnant, girl. Baby, I love you. Let's get pregnant.
Oh, you're crazy. Anyways, cocaine roses for Valentine's Day, anyone?
Ooh, what?
It says, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but apparently not as sweet enough to conceal the scent of cocaine.
What?
Dutch customs officials say they have intercepted a shipment of drug hidden among 20,000 long-stem roses flown into the Netherlands from Colombia in the time for Valentine's Day. The National Prosecutor's Office said that the 4 kilograms... of the narcotic was divided into small packages wrapped in cellophane and hidden into cardboard boxes holding the roses. 2 Dutch suspects were arrested. Police found more boxes and drugs in searches of the homes and garages. In all, they discovered 9 kilograms of highly purified
Damn.
Cocaine with an estimated street value of 1.3 euros or $2.4 million.
Damn. Damn. Somebody is dying tonight.
Wait, did you make a comparison to that? 1.3
no.
million
now, this
euros.
Is, this is Desi.
I don't know, but I'm asking you.
I know. Hello. Obviously, I read 1. It. Yes.
1.3 million yeah. euros
She's
is equal to $2.3
million. $2.4 million.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like double.
It is.
So come to America, right?
Hey, our dollar is worth nothing now. But
that means, Desi, that means euro, the European money, is worth more than ours.
Oh, really?
That it means is. If you go to Europe and try to buy something, instead of paying like $50, you have to pay $100.
Europe is very expensive. Dude.
I get it. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
So
Europe.
That's why they always come over here and do their
exactly.
shopping.
Exactly. They go to New York and they, exactly, guys. Yes. Yes. Seriously. But this cocaine thing, somebody's dying, because, damn, that's a lot of.
Can you imagine getting a cocaine rose? Like, oh, it smells good. So fucking great. <You're> like,
give me another one.
I fucking love you.
Did you get a dozen? You got a dozen, didn't you? You got a dozen. I know
you
did.
Can I have another one over here?
Did they give you a baker's dozen? Like, did they give you 13? Don't lie to me. They
what
gave
did you
13,
buy
didn't
can
they?
Can you get some more? Can
don't
you
fucking
more?
Lie to me.
Let's go have sex right now.
I know I can. I got coke dick.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. This one kind of hits home, and I'll tell you why after I read it. But I'll read this for you first.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwill hosts dump your ex's stuff drive to collect used goods.
What?
If Valentine's Day isn't about romance for you this year, Goodwill is hoping to soothe your broken heart with a good deed. For the second year in a row, the organization is hosting a Dump Your Ex's Stuff campaign.
Love it.
Instead of a single event like last year's, Goodwill is using Valentine's Day as a way to remind people they accept donations year-round.
Love it.
So, and this is in quotes, if you want to cleanse the soul and move on, now's a great time to do it.
Aha.
And that's from a Goodwill spokeswoman, Jennifer Ross. Goodwill, known for its secondhand stores, supports a host of programming for people who are disabled. It accepts clothing, furniture, home goods, electronics, jewelry, and more.
I like that, dude. I fucking like that. Because I want the thought that the shit that I'm giving to them, like some bum is going to just be wearing it and pissing on it and you know, wiping his ass with it.
Or you just hope that your next girlfriend doesn't shop at the Goodwill and isn't buying your old girlfriend's clothes.
Hey.
You're like, that shirt looks mighty familiar.
I brought him this.
I came on that shirt. Oh, God, it's still there.
Yeah, that brings me to a point. Okay, I got some tickets last year for red light. Parking camera ticket.
Oh,
whatever
okay.
You call it. I got caught in a flash. Okay. And I couldn't pay that because it was like $500. So I decided to do community service instead. I told you about this, right?
I think so, probably.
So I've been doing community service
out a lot.
At the Goodwill. Okay. So I've had to work behind the scenes collecting and going through the shit that people drop off. Okay. If your boyfriend or girlfriend did have cum on a shirt, please don't donate that.
Damn, dude. That,
otherwise, it'll
people
be in
do.
Your fingertips.
And they don't wash it.
What?
That's
no,
the cold
it
part.
Doesn't. It does not go through washing machine. So it goes straight from the bag that you donate to the bin in the back.
That's fucking nasty.
To the floor.
Oh, that's nasty. Because I just bought I bought shit at the Goodwill, and I feel like I got ticks on me now.
So my suggestion to you would be, if you buy something from the Goodwill, make sure you go home and wash
it. Fuck out of it, dude.
It scares me.
And there is a certain that's gross, dog. And there's a certain smell when you walk into the Goodwill.
Yeah, it smells like old clothes.
Old
less than home.
Death. It when you walk into your grandma's house or your aunt's house or something like that.
Speaking of death, I was going through this one bag. Okay, and
please don't even tell me.
I found some granny pajamas.
Ooh, did
long,
you keep them?
No.
Dusty, like, can I have them?
Long gowns. Okay, they weren't sexy for me, but I don't know. You Dusty, like 80-year-old. So maybe she wore one of
60 tops.
But anyway, so I was going through those things, and there's these granny pajamas, and then there's granny panties, and there's just a whole wardrobe of old lady clothes, and then I noticed that they have her name written on the collars of all of them.
No.
So I started thinking, this came from a home.
It did. It did.
And then some of them had stains on them.
Oh, that's
yellowish.
And they don't
stains.
Clean. They don't clean it.
All the used panties that go through, you should save them in a box for dusting. Should go get some good use for them.
I would definitely.
And a note for people, don't donate really dirty clothes because they just throw them away anyway. Don't donate your underwear because that's just gross and they don't sell them anyway.
But what if you just need somewhere to, I guess, trash
put
can?
Put it in the trash can.
Okay. Gotcha.
Please only donate the best of your best old clothes.
I would love to talk to somebody who's bought underwear at a thrift store.
That's disgusting.
That is, dude.
Hopefully it's a law that they're not allowed to.
Yeah, that's not
but
good.
But seriously, if you buy something from Goodwill, make sure you wash it
And
first.
That's coming from a man who's working behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Been there for.
Doom, 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 doom. Mm-hmm.
A year? Has it been a year since you've been doing that?
No. I just started a couple, last month.
How long do you have to do it for?
I have to go, well, the way I worked it out is if I do 10 hours a week, which is 2 days, for 7 weeks, I'll be done.
Okay, so make sure you give me some panties.
No.
Cool.
Well, I can't even take anything from back then. I can't even shop at the one that I'm working
at.
What?
No.
Really?
This is ridiculous. Mm-mm. Jesus
It's retarded.
Christ.
So you just work there for free?
Yeah.
Horrible.
That sucks ass. So you go 5 hours a day?
And it's better than Caltrans.
Yes, good call. I would rather do that, right? Damn. Fuck those work
suits.
Those
are my choices, too, Goodwill or Caltrans.
Yep. Got Goodwill.
Which one would you choose?
Goodwill. Goodwill.
At least I can't accidentally die working at Goodwill.
Unless you touch the granny panties.
Unless you wear one of their clothing.
Unless I get infected. But you know, remember when I got, I couldn't talk anymore, I got laryngitis and all
that?
That was the day after
started.
I went to work there the first day.
Oh, that's nasty. You caught fucking typhoid.
I got
some
something
shit
from somebody that was walking.
Something that has been curable for like 50 years, but it was in a little box and you opened it and it went poof. Oh, shit, I got polio.
No, the first day I was there, I was going through clothes and just working around the public. And so somebody must have sneezed or coughed or something, because the next day I got sick.
That's fucking gross. And you brought it to us. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
None of you guys got laryngitis.
No. On to the next story. You fucking bastard. Okay, this story makes a lot of sense. Viagra demand surges just before Valentine's Day.
Surprise, surprise. Dying
Day. Valentine's Day is notorious for spiking sales of chocolates, roses, and Hallmark cards, but new research shows that demand also rises for erectile dysfunction drugs. In 2010, the week before Valentine's Day saw more prescriptions written for erectile-enhancing Viagra than any other week of the year.
Because everyone's fucking.
Exactly. 1.3 4 million of the famous little blue pills were sold the week before Valentine's Day. Damn. 26% more than the lowest selling week of the year, which is Thanksgiving week. Wow. Makes a lot of sense. Family's in town. Can't really bang your wife like you.
And you're eating like a pig.
Yeah,
so you're
and you're all fat. Exactly. The tryptophan.
Tryptopan.
Tryptophan. It's kind of like birthday sex or Christmas sex, said one doctor who was not surprised at the spike in erectile dysfunction demand. This is an opportunity that only comes up occasionally, and they want to be prepared.
Pardon the pun.
Hey, yo.
Only comes up occasionally.
Ha ha. Didn't even catch that. He probably has a lot of those. You think he goes around like doing puns all day? You think that doctor, ha ha, it's, hey.
Comes
it's
up
hard
once a year.
Out. It's hard out here for a pimp. Hey, yo. It's hard. Get it?
Oh, boy.
What a dickhead.
But that's not surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. Hell of a lot of sense. And I have never, luckily, I guess, I don't know, I've never had to take Viagra or anything.
Well, good
I just,
for you.
I just, my imagination. If
yeah,
it's not,
me either.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, just so comes up like naturally.
Another thing we have in common, dude. See, we have
young
a lot in common,
and strong.
Dude. See?
It's like, ooh. Blink, blink. Mine blinks. I'm just kidding.
It blinks.
Oh, boy.
I see Alabama shop swaps guns for sex toys.
What?
Yeah, it says a sex shop in Alabama announces a Valentine's Day offer to swap guns for sex toys. One customer at Pleasures exchanged her Ivor Johnson revolver for a $40 gift card shop for shop owner Sherry Williams said, in today's economy, this is the only way of helping people who feel they can't afford something for Valentine's Day. This way, they can take something that is just lying around and swap it for something they can take home and make love, not war with. And it says, you never know. Maybe there will be someone who says, I've got this gun that I could rob a liquor store with, or maybe I can get a blow-up doll for Valentine's Day. It says, stolen weapons or those that are used for crimes are handed over to the police. The rest are auctioned off, and the proceeds are donated to victims of gun violence.
Fuck that. All those motherfuckers, especially the black ones, get pulled over like a block down the road. Like,
can you imagine?
Thought you were doing something good, huh, motherfucker? Got you, nigga.
It's like, I turned in my Robin gun to buy you this vibrator.
And this is what you going
to
do.
And now you only play with the vibrator, not me.
This is some bullshit.
Well, baby, you need some Viagra.
Only in Alabama, you
for
know
real.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? That's fucking
They
horrible.
Got plenty of guns lying around. All right.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting this for my sister.
Okay, let's see. Valentine's treat for gay monkeys.
Ah, Robert.
Obviously, you'd read it.
And why do I get this story? Zookeepers are preparing a special Valentine's Day treat for a pair of love-struck gay monkeys named Elton and David.
Elton?
Oh, Jesus.
The male spider monkeys who share an enclosure at the zoo at Drayton Manor Theme Park in Staffordshire became a couple last March. A park spokeswoman added, they were given their names after they started going off together and hugging a lot. Elton is the more dominant of the couple, said Colin Bryan, the park's managing director. They have been inseparable since they got together last year, and they love to spend their time cuddling and kissing one another.
Aww.
They make a wonderful couple, and to celebrate their first Valentine's Day, we plan to give them a special romantic meal. The 3-year-old monkeys will be given a special meal of fruit and nuts.
Aha!
Bananas and nuts.
Oh.
You know, why don't they discriminate against gay monkeys? Are they going to allow them to get married? Oh, it's cute.
Fuck that.
But prop... two people, no.
No, it's going to be Prop 18.
I didn't catch it at the beginning, but I got it now. Elton and David. Elton John. Elton his John. His husband's name is David.
See, only a gay guy would know that because I
did not
it's
know.
It's funny.
That.
I just saw it on the cover of a magazine.
Uh-huh.
Elton and David
at the Walmart. At the
you
Walmart.
Went to, you went and saw the Gaily News or whatever.
Gay
read
news.
It. The Gaily News. Nice. You read it. Fucking like, oh, that's what's going on in the gay days.
Well, I did get my Gaily update and my.
Funny, I was at the zoo earlier. Gaymail.com. Gay monkeys going at each other.
They see.
They were like, it was like, what is even oral sex? It was like. Face fucking each
Are you
other.
Are you kidding me, dude?
And the awkward part was having to sit there with the kids and explain that, oh, yeah, they're just wrestling.
Yeah.
They're just wrestling.
Wait, really?
Yes.
You went to the beach.
I went to the zoo today. Yeah. Two gorillas. There was this one gorilla, legs spread open. This other gorilla was running after him, shoving his face down. And as soon as his face was there, the gorilla with the legs spread just started doing the pumping
motion.
Oh,
wow.
And he's going down on her?
He's going. No, there were
they
two
do
guys.
That?
What? It's
they
two...
were doing that.
But animals do that?
Animals do that. Gorillas
they're like
do
us, dude. We're connected to the monkeys, guys. Come on now.
And the best part was, as soon as they started face-fucking each other, the crowds just swarm
Oh, of
around.
Course.
The crowds just swarm around.
Like when they
oh, my
yeah.
God. They're fucking.
Yep.
I bet you that's on YouTube somewhere now.
Yep,
oh,
exactly.
I should YouTube that.
Did you see anybody out there with a camera phone?
No, you know, I was too busy saying, look away, kids. Look away. There's wrestling.
I'm sure why is that
pink thing out? Why are their pink things looking like they're sword fighting?
Why are they licking them?
Why?
Why is his lollipop?
Why is all that white stuff coming out of his pink thing?
Okay, question. Do monkey genitals look like ours?
Their asses don't much. Their asses are kind of pinkish and kind of a weird pear shape, like upside down pear. So I don't know. Their balls, meaning? I'm assuming
why dogs have penises.
You think they would.
You think they would.
Well, dog penises don't look like human penises.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still the same shape.
No, they're not.
I mean, not technically, but I mean like
the same idea.
They poke something is what I mean.
Yep.
I know, but I'm saying because we're so close to monkeys.
They probably have little balls.
Oh, you're wondering if they have balls and a penis head and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just thinking genitals. If you thought they were shaped like that. I'm like, what? Well, duh.
Show me your genitals. Genitals. Oh, on monkey genitals, I think on that note.
On this note.
Yeah.
This has been the news.
Okay, it is Valentine's Day, but we have to pay homage to something else, which is...
Is it homage?
Homage, or homage, homage. It's like gyro, gyro.
I think the H is silent.
Gyro, tomato, potato, patato.
Homage.
Homage. Homage. See, that's going to be somebody's name. Homage.
Homage.
Give me some Kool-Aid. How you spell it? H-O-M-A-J-E-E.
Call Homie J over here.
Homie J. How you spell it, Homie J? but we have to pay homage to Mistress Day. Did you guys even know Mistress Day existed?
There's a Mistress Day.
February 13th is Mistress Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, get it out of the way before Valentine's Day.
Exactly, dude. And this holiday is actually becoming quite popular, and it was started a few years back by our good friends at AshleyMadison.com.
Obviously, they encourage cheating.
Yes.
That website
is so
bad. I think
we
talked about that last time.
We did talk about Ashley Madison last year. We sure did. Because this has taken over the world because there is obviously people out there that are cheating on their spouse, dude. And
it's so bad.
Yeah, but it's so good because it's like,
it's good for the people that want to cheat. It's bad for the people that getting cheated on.
Yeah, that's the sucky
part.
That's the sucky part. But February 13th is known as Mistress Day. And what our good friends at AshleyMadison.com, another free shout out there, they gave some tips on how to, you know, be discreet and to get through your Mistress Day without your significant other finding out. So before we get into Valentine's Day, I think it being February 13th, I'm going to give you the few tips from our good friends at AshleyMadison.com.
Let me guess one.
What's that?
Is one of them don't use credit cards?
No, but that is good job. Yeah, it is. Hold on. Okay, look, it says, okay, one is be discreet with your purchase. Don't keep the receipt lying around, and by all means, don't use your wife's joint credit or debit card. I would go, Rob, like you said, a step further, don't even use a credit card.
Cash.
Withdraw some money.
Cash only. Cash
only. They show you how to cheat.
That's horrible, isn't it? What kind of world are we living in, dude?
Seriously, if you're going to do it,
do it right.
Be smart.
and the fact that Ashley Madison pays so much attention to the mistress is the customer. The gift you get her will speak volumes. You know your mistress, so don't discount her wants and needs. Get her something nice. And that goes to something we talked about before is, I think we talked about it on our Christmas show, actually, but it bears true on Valentine's Day. Men spend more money on their mistresses than they do their wives. Think about that, ladies. When you get that little bottle of fucking Target cologne or Target perfume and those flowers and that chocolate that you love so much with the little truffles, just think that the mistress got a Bentley. And you're fucked.
Bentley?
Bentley, damn. Hey, good pussy, dude.
Hey, I'm just taking it to the extreme because there are bitches out there and good pussy will get your ass a Bentley. Bad credit and
all.
Yeah,
if you're dating, if your sugar daddy's some old man.
Thank you, Rob. We talked about that on the last show. The power of the vagina is so powerful. You ladies don't know what you have between those two walking sticks of yours. That little puppy that's hanging up in there, it can stop wars, and it has.
It's also started
it's
wars.
Started wars, stopped wars. Oh, my God.
It's gotten men killed. Beaten up. Embarrassed.
Oh, my
Nearly
goodness.
Impeached.
And
Nearly impeached, yeah.
And the last tip from our good friends at Ashley Madison is make sure to spend time with your mistress the day before or the day after Valentine's Day. And the funny thing is, I actually heard a guy on the phone talking about he had to go to, he was on the phone, I don't know if he was telling his wife or who, but he said, yeah, I'll be going to Vegas tomorrow night. And this was like Saturday or something. I'm like, Sunday the night before. Okay, sure, pal.
Wait, what do you think the percentages of mistresses that actually know they're the mistress?
There's a lot of hoes.
You know
there.
What? Yeah,
there's girls that know she's a mistress and she just... She's being a hoe.
9 out of 10, though.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I would have to agree. You're not stupid. You know, why doesn't he spend Christmas with me? Why
he won't
doesn't
let me
he spend
call him
Thanksgiving?
At home.
Exactly.
Which is why she probably gets the better presents because of not being able to call home or not being able to spend all the time together.
Got
to
make up for all that shit.
Jeez, that's a lot of work.
It is.
Dudes, yeah. Come on. Just poke one. I mean, do they really feel that different?
You know what?
They do.
Yes, Michael, you said it. They do.
I'm sorry. I don't have a penis.
No, some you can't even. It's like the old saying, throwing a hot dog down a hall. You can't feel a motherfucking thing. While others, you put the tip of your dick right there and it sucks your cock into it. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck did I? And that those are the ones that get the Bentleys.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
to put it in a nice little bow. Thank you from our friends at AshleyMadison.com for keeping the cheating going. And
never heard it put that way.
that's just what it does. It's so sad. And the power of the pussy, you guys get your own holiday. This is not a man's holiday. This holiday is for a man to spend money on a woman.
But girls spend money on guys as well.
They do. They definitely do. But...
Because just like there's the fucking mistress women, there's mistress men too.
Yep, exactly. And I used to be one of those. And I'm gonna tell you, first of all, looking back, it's kind of fucked up because I'm getting older and I'm a little more mature, I feel. But if I was your age or younger, I'd be like, fuck that, go for it. But yeah, knowing that, and she's calling him while you're there. Oh yeah, babe, I'm right here washing the clothes, and like she's giving you gifts. With money, and they're poor. The guy's making $9 an hour or something like that, and she's bringing you over your favorite cologne that costs $90. You're like,
sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, you know what? It definitely was. Oh, it got me through college. It got me through college.
Do you think a lot of guys know they're a the guy?
Yeah.
Inside?
Yes.
I would say 100%. The majority.
I would go 100%.
I think a lot of guys would just go with it.
I would say 99%. Because there's always that 1% that's like, I didn't know you were married.
Yeah, very true. But yeah, definitely 9 out of 10.
That's when the husbands get killed.
Yep. And yeah, exactly. That's the one that pops up in the news every once in a while, or we read about on our show.
Yeah.
Running over his girlfriend. Well, men actually spend an average of $150 on Valentine's gifts for their significant other. That's a big chunk of change, dude.
Yeah.
That can almost depending on
how much I have to spend.
Because you're buying a man. Oh, shit. Damn, that's kind of confusing.
But
you guys
then
have
that
to
means
talk
I
about.
Also get a $150 present,
see?
Too.
See? Exactly. But I'm going to take it back to what we were talking about when Desi said women buy the girl. Aside from girlfriends, like my fiance now and girls I've been in relationships with, no, the gifts don't even compare. I'm buying you, some nice-ass $180 shoes. And I'm getting a fucking teddy bear and a rose that you bought from some Mexican dude off the fucking freeway.
I never do that.
I love her. The look on her face is priceless.
I know. I was like blank stare. Like, I don't do that. I'm not one of those girls.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the presents she's bought before. They're good.
They are? Okay.
I'm very, very thoughtful.
That's good. You may be like one in a million.
I am one in a million.
Hey, uh-oh. No, because most 80% of the gifts I've got kind of sucked. They actually did suck.
I got a shitty teddy bear 1 year off the fucking side of a freeway.
Did you?
That's what I'm saying.
That's some bullshit?
I was fucking pissed. I didn't say anything. I didn't show, but I sat there. I wanted to cry. Yeah. You motherfucker.
You're like, and it's the exit by my house because I saw it. The guy's been there for the last 3 days.
The bear didn't even fucking sing. It was supposed to sing.
Like, I was commenting on how much I hated that on the way over here.
And I went all out. That and like, and I got some stupid bear, and I was like, "This is bullshit, you fucking asshole!"
By the Walmart bear.
That's funny, dude. Or and now they make them look all nice. They put the plastic on them and put a little bow around it and shit. No,
mine didn't even have the plastic around it. It didn't sing. It didn't have no bow. It was a bear.
Fucked up.
He pulled it out of the trunk of his car.
I saw three of those locations along the way here. The street corner with the bears wrapped in plastic, plastic roses. At least three of them coming.
To be honest, I don't want one of those either. Really? Don't give me. I don't want a bear.
I don't want teddy bears either.
I don't want that. I don't want chocolate.
Look, I'm a guy. Yet.
I'm more like just be more thoughtful.
Just buy me a bag of weed.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, give me some weed. Fucking weed. No, I don't need
bag
weed. I work at a dispensary.
Oh, weed.
You know, just anything.
What was that song? Did you make that up?
What?
Bag of weed. Bag of weed. Did you make that up?
No.
Oh.
Well, I made up Knick Knack Patty. No, Knick Knack.
What is it?
Because we used to buy Knick Sacks, little Knick Sacks all the time before we had cards.
Oh, those
were the
days.
So we used to call them Knick Knack Patty Wax.
Oh, okay. Knick Sacks, okay.
Yeah.
That was your little slang. Hey, yeah. Want to go get a Knick Knack
Patty Wax? Let's go get a Knick Knack Patty Wax. Okay.
Oh, like nobody knew what you're talking about. Oh. Yeah, they're not talking about drugs. Okay.
Well, it was our own little name amongst each other. It was like we were saying in coffee. We would say, let's go get some weed. Okay.
I'm so glad I don't have to go through a drug dealer anymore.
Isn't that great cutting out the middleman, dude?
Yeah.
Do you know what I love about my job?
What's that?
We have something called quality control.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's great.
Quality control is when we get news trans in, we get to take about a half gram, whatever, and write it a ticket, and we get it for free. Because I have to know what your fucking, we know what the weed is.
Oh,
I got to know
God.
What you're smoking.
Not, I don't think everybody does that because I've gone into places and they tell me, oh, that's the shit. And it's not the shit.
Well, see, we're a good job. We do a good job on my
you
job.
You do.
I smoke it, and I tell you if it tastes good, because honestly, there's a few strands come in. I don't think they taste good. I don't like them. I'm like, this one doesn't taste good. You know, they don't have that much money. I'm like, it's all right. It'll do the job. This one, you know.
Yep.
So, it's good. Usually, if it's good shit, it's good shit. You know, it's like, yeah.
It's a good place. Should we plug them again?
Plug them. Give it to us, Rob. You do it good.
You do it.
Holistic Collective.
Today's Holistic Collective at 1359 North Hacienda Boulevard.
La Puente,
California.
91744.
I don't remember the phone number.
Phone number is 626-918-1500.
There you go. See? They need to start paying us,
there
dude.
You go.
They need to start paying us.
Actually, the owner...
They could pay me in weed if they want.
I'll fucking
the
take
owner,
it.
The new owner actually works for Greener Radio? Green Life Radio? What is it? Greener Radio, I think.
Uh-huh.
You have the sticker, don't you? Yeah, greenerradio.org.
Okay. Oh.
And they do something like we do.
Oh,
like,
shit.
But it's with pot, you know?
Ah, let's check that out.
And
we
they have their
home,
like, own fucking, you know.
Community.
Radio show,
yeah.
Pretty much. But it's had to do with the marijuana community.
Let's check that shit out. Let's check
I
out
like
Greener
this.
Radio.
Feeling better since 2737 BC.
Nice.
I guess that's how long pot's been around.
Damn, that's a lot
of
time.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, think about how many people have gotten high.
It says, listen responsibly.
Ah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know what? I found out something sad because I work in an office environment, and you know I've always kind of have, and I always see the woman getting the flowers on Valentine's Day, and I always think to myself, okay, who's the guy behind the flowers?
She sent them to herself.
Desi, you took the words right out of my mouth because 15% of U.S. women who receive flowers on Valentine's Day in the office sent them to themselves.
That's pathetic. I would not waste money on myself.
That's fucking horrible. That's horrible.
No.
Ladies, you need
these
to
women,
stop that.
What do they look like?
Yeah, see.
How bad is this day then?
Yeah, and the sad part is these are probably the attractive women. I mean, they just want to look like, oh, I got it. You know, I got it like that. So I'm going to go ahead and.
If it's an attractive woman, the attractive woman's got it like that. She don't
need to. Yeah, she gets like, she has like eight flowers.
Like eight of them coming to her.
Poor fat girl in the next cubicle that doesn't have anything.
It's the poor fat girl sending one to herself to compete with the fucking pretty girl getting eight
of
them.
Oh. I got one too.
All fat girls.
Hey,
Albert,
y'all.
The only attention she's getting that day.
Yeah, poor girl.
I have a few friends that actually refuse to celebrate Valentine's Day, and they actually call it Singles Awareness
Day. Sad Day, S-A-D. Singles Awareness Day, sad. SAD.
Well, that was me last year.
Yeah, you guys were you guys were bummers last year.
We're like, they're just trying to get our money and make us all feel bad.
Yeah, that's how our show was.
Fuck
like,
you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was the only one like, yeah, I'm getting some tonight. Anybody else? No, fuck. You guys started. I think I got shot that night.
You've been in a relationship for a while.
Yeah, see? And it's, you know what? I like it. And honestly, I like it because I don't know what it is about Valentine's Day, but it gets the girls extra freaky. It's a fucking aphrodisiac.
They will get as freaky as expensive as your
present. The gift is, motherfucker. Yeah, so I'm about, what would $18.99? What would $19.73 give me?
I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow night on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, you guys will, yeah, yeah. I guess I'll
post, you post something.
I'm going to get you a hand job. It's going to have to do.
Yeah, if that.
Denise, that's the punishment for a $19 present. Is you'd be lucky to get a hand job.
Yeah, so sorry, baby. And she'll give me something like 3 times. No, actually, we spend a lot of money on each other, dude. And it's like I get sucked into that fucking Valentine's.
Don't have any children or that'll
thing.
All change.
Exactly. My son's 12 now, and it's not as expensive as when he was 2 or 1 or when you were buying clothes every 3 fucking months. But a lot of the money in my I jot down how much money goes to my girl during Valentine's, and it's a big chunk, dude. That's ridiculous. I'm sucked into this bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys are all looking at me, just shaking your fucking head. I know.
More power to you.
I know.
Hey, you love your girlfriend.
It's that power. She has that blow, that really. Remember the sucking? That.
Yeah, from what we know, Denise is a freak.
Man.
Hey, but sounds like she's doing a good job.
Yeah, that's how she gets the
props
Steve Madden.
To you. I got to talk to her.
You got Dusty Angel to propose to you. So
yeah.
Damn.
She got many a Steve Madden for that particular reason. And it almost makes that sound. It's like.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we talked about erectile dysfunction drugs going up. Mm-hmm. And obviously something else that goes up around this time is the sale of condoms. Durex Condoms always reports this as being the highest.
Direct.
Well, you know,
those
condom
are the ones
sales, period.
They sell in the 99 cent store.
No, actually, you know what? They do, but you know what? They sell lifestyles now. I was so hip to the 99 cent store when they first opened because I was, you know, young kid, had to have the condoms, you know, and I was like, $3.99 here or 99 cents.
Are you serious
here?
You bought 99 cent store condoms?
Well, you know what, I did once, and that's how my son came about. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's happened to a few of my friends as
I was
well.
Gonna say that. I know somebody who's gotten pregnant because somebody bought 99
no
cent.
I think we know that
God.
Person.
Wow. No, just joking. I never
I'm sorry,
have.
But pay $2 more and you don't have to worry about 18
True.
Years of a bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But what about the pregnancy test at the fucking 99 cent store? That's the killer.
That shit is lies.
Exactly. I'm like, they're really selling this shit.
You take that test and it's like, oh my God, I'm pregnant.
Really?
And then
really?
You take it again and like, oh wait, no, I'm not. Ah, fuck. Let's just go to the clinic. We go to the clinic down the street and they'll tell you.
And you know
you're pregnant. No, you're not pregnant.
No. You just fat me, fam.
No, baby is no.
And speaking of pregnancy tests, March sees the highest sales of pregnancy tests.
Well, geez, I wonder why.
1 month later, the period doesn't come.
Because everyone's like, I love you on Valentine's Day.
Put it in with no condom. I don't care.
So much I love you. And then all of a sudden, I say, oh, fuck, baby, my period didn't come.
Yep, like, click.
Wait.
Hello,
oh,
hello.
Bitch.
Did you hear me? My period didn't come. What'd you say?
Busiest times in the hospital for births to happen is November, December.
That 9 months after Valentine's Day.
I have
that.
Well,
I was
born
in November.
There you go.
I'm born December 4th, so.
There you go, Desi. Yeah.
Damn, society is so fucking
predictable. Right on. It's so simple. It's right before our eyes, and we just, yeah.
And it's been structured by the man.
Yeah, it has, actually.
If the man is Hallmark.
Hallmark.
It is Hallmark.
That's funny. It's a Hallmark. And Rob, today Hallmark employs an 80% research staff to analyze the sales patterns of previous Valentines. That analysis, combined with more than 100,000 annual customer interviews, focus groups, and in-store observations, will help create 2,000 cards in Valentine's Days every year.
Hey, those cards are funny.
Yeah.
I sit there and read them just to read them. I'm like, oh, that's
big
funny.
Business,
Who
dude.
Who thought of that?
Big business, man.
You know,
big
there's a
fucking
card
business.
For everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if there's a card for, I'm sorry, I ran over your cat.
Bet you there is. At least an e-card. You can make an e-card now.
jib jab.
Oh, I know. You don't even have to buy them. If you have email, just send them an email. Save yourself $2.99 from Walmart.
Oh, just put some little clip art in there. A kitty. Yeah. But yeah, a car.
Fucking Hallmart. Wow. Hallmart is one that... Did they create Valentine's Day? Is it a Hallmark holiday?
I don't know if it was Hallmark or American Greetings. Okay. I don't know which one came first.
They created the holiday, though, right?
Yeah.
Right? So,
well, yeah. Valentine's Day was not around forever.
No, Valentine's Day started, like, a long time ago. It actually goes back, like, it's a pagan. Valentine's Day traces its roots to an ancient pagan holiday called Lupercalia, in which men strip naked, grab whips, and spank young women in hopes of increasing their fertility. Yeah, that's
which
how
really
it started. That's
Valentine's and how did it go from
that again?
And yeah. How did it go from that to buying each other's gifts?
Exactly.
Hallmark. And red hearts and
Hallmark.
I love you everywhere.
Probably the same way that Christmas turned into Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The big fat guy
there
sneaking
you
into your house in the middle of the night and giving you presents when your parents tell you not to talk to strangers.
Exactly.
I would say probably, you know.
I'm confused, Mom!
Thank the early 1800s.
You're making me sit on this fat guy's lap. Come on now.
When did Santa come?
I would say at least like 1600. I think that was like the first. Yeah.
Was Santa always fat? Wasn't he with Saint Nick before or something?
Yeah, Saint Nicholas.
But
yep.
Wasn't he not fat before?
I don't know. All that running around
save
he does
this for the next Christmas show.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, so Valentine's Day, basically Valentine's Day has been around for like thousands of years, or hundreds of years at least. And how did it morph into this? Where we fucking end up buying Power of the Pussy, basically.
Heart-shaped gifts.
Power of the Pussy. Like,
hey, how many people are getting married tomorrow?
Oh,
or engaged,
really?
I'm sorry, engaged.
But think about it this way, though. Back in whenever the greeting card company, you know, said, hey, let's do this promotion. What an amazing campaign that was.
Smart, right? It's like the fucking McDonald's campaign where they said...
For the McRib.
Yes, exactly. It was... It
two
was,
Big Macs who, for whatever price.
Yeah, who was the marketing genius behind
Valentine's
Day?
Day?
It had to be a woman... I'm telling you guys right now, a woman was involved. There has to be...
It was a man who came up with the idea with the woman in the background saying...
You should
need
do
to take this.
This
to work.
Exactly. Exactly.
I bet you this is the way it came about. But
yep.
That is a really good advertising like strategy, you know?
Yep.
Look how long it's been around now.
Well, yeah, because you're pretty much peer pressuring people into like, hey, everyone else is doing it. Why aren't you? You know?
Yeah.
And then your women are going to look at you like, why aren't you doing it? She's doing it. My friend's doing it. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. You want to be left out?
My friend's husband did this
yeah,
for her. What
exactly.
Are you going to do for me?
Oh. It's horrible. That is fucking horrible, dude. And you know what, Desi? Just to put a little bow on what we talked about earlier, men spend almost twice as much on Valentine's Day as women do. This year, the average man will spend $156, while the average woman will spend $85. Fucking
that's
horse.
Still a good present.
$85 is cool, but if I spend $156...
You gotta think about it this way, too. Women's stuff costs more than men's stuff.
Yeah, it does.
That's some bullshit.
No, it is true. Women's clothing mm-hmm. and women's things cost more than mm-hmm. guys do.
Motherfuck.
You guys can yeah. go buy shit.
See,
no,
that's,
not us.
Robert, do you realize we just fell into this trap that they've been feeding us on commercials and everything? Oh, yeah, women's stuff costs more than... No. No.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Have you ever shopped for a woman?
Yes, I fucking have, and you're so right. God damn it. What are they doing us?
Exactly. So that's why they're making it something men spend more. No, they make our shit more expensive to make you look good.
That's bullshit. Exactly. Oh, my God. And the shit falls apart in 2 weeks. And these cost $80. How did they fall apart?
Well, the way you're using them, I guess.
I needed the $190 ones. Why did you tell me that when I bought the motherfucking $80 ones? You didn't listen. Fuck that, dude. No, they got us, dude. They got us. And once again, it is the power of the vagina. It's very. It's too powerful, dude. It's too fucking powerful.
Isn't there like a power of the dick or something?
There is.
Yeah, we haven't talked
yeah.
about that yet.
Yeah, we a we probably should because it's definitely out there. Like,
should we get some kind of I don't know
power
of
the
penis. Yeah.
No, like
yeah.
douchey guy who thinks he has power of a penis or something.
Well, usually douchey guys are like I don't know. Usually the ones are like really well endowed.
Yeah, that's,
gigantic
that's,
douches.
That's the power of the penis that we're talking about.
Yeah, no, these, okay. Power of the penis basically will make the girl like let the guy drive her car.
I've seen girls get retarded
with
over
no.
Dick.
Oh yeah, with no license.
And I'm like,
no.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's just so good and big and blah blah blah.
And
it's
black. Like, oh,
stop, black.
Yep.
Black.
I never heard that.
Hey, I'm telling you, once you go there.
Once you go black,
you
don't need a wheelchair.
Haha.
Well, I've never gone black, so I'm still here.
One day, Desi. That's why you're still intact.
I'm still here. Because
you are small. Yeah, you are little. You would get ravaged.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I want to go black. I'm okay. I'm nothing against it.
But you, no, you're
scared.
Gonna
I'm scared.
No, I'm just, I don't find it appealing.
You're gonna find it. You're going to fall in love with Wesley Snipes one day.
Oh, my God. I like
it.
My big black dick.
Now, no, because the power of the dick really does exist, and like I said, it'll make a girl co-sign for you, for a guy with bad credit. Oh yeah, I'll get you this car. Yeah, put it in my name. Gotcha. Power of the dick exists.
If a guy pretty much fucks good, the girl gets retarded.
Yeah.
Or like, well, you know, we'll just deal with crap because it's good.
That's sad, dude. And another thing that's sad, and I kind of understand this now with all these people walking around with their dogs all dressed up and like fucking making
that's
their hair.
Because they're not fucking good.
And
I'm
fucking faux paws and shit. But over 10 million people this year will buy their pets a Valentine's gift.
I saw that on Facebook. I laugh. Because you know what's funny? I was outside my job when I read that post to one of my coworkers, and this girl was sitting out there smoking a cigarette, and she's like, I bought my dog a Valentine's Day gift, and I started laughing.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, oh my God, you're a statistic. You're one of the fucking millions.
And who are these people, first of all? I want to sit down with somebody who is going to buy their dog or cat a Valentine's gift, because I'm sorry. No matter the shit that comes out of our mouths, you guys are 10 times weirder than that, because I would never in my fucking
I bought my dog treats because I thought she would enjoy them.
You bought her what?
Treats.
But treats are fine.
But you know, not on
Valentine's.
But I just realized Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so I'm going to give it to her tomorrow and be like, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Like single, lonely people doing that?
We're talking about
But
Desi.
I'm not single and lonely, so I'm going to be like, I love you. I got to go now. Mommy loves you.
See you in 3 days. And you just
pour
a bunch of kibble and a little bit of water. You good?
That's okay. Good. There's your pee pads, your poop pads, your food, and there's a little treat.
See you later.
Peace. Mommy will be back in 3 days.
Yeah, because these...
Don't have children.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, dude.
Not anytime soon.
Mommy will see you in 3 days, okay, baby? You got your milk? Okay, your milk's in the fridge.
Remember how I taught you how to change a diaper? Lift your legs and pull.
She's a year and a half.
One's three and one's one.
Mommy loves me.
Remember how I taught you? You press 100 for your milk. That's way too hot.
Hey. Call mommy if you need anything. If I don't answer, text me. I'm good with texts, okay?
I won't answer. Remember, 555-326. Don't forget to put one for the area code. Basically, I'll be like, what?
That's sad. Cause
make
you know
sure you block the number, because if I see it's from home, I probably won't answer.
You know what's so sad right now is that we're talking about somebody in, like, Mississippi.
Somebody's
right now.
Mother. Exactly. We're talking about somebody's
at the bar.
Mother.
It's about 11 p.m. in Mississippi right now.
No, that's not
I'll
normal.
I'll be back, baby.
Yep, or 12 p.m., something like that. Yep, I'll be back. Mama will be back in the morning.
Mama
okay.
loves you.
Call me.
They leave us like the playpen with like a couple bottles of Gerber food.
Oh, that's
with the tops
sad.
Halfway screwed off so they could take them off and just eat them. Oh, a couple diapers and wipes. It's about time you learn to use the toilet.
Oh boy.
Hey, so speaking of white trash, Lindsay Lohan hasn't been having like a good week. Isn't she supposed to be going back to jail or something?
She was out on bail last I heard.
Uh-huh. I heard she stole a necklace.
She stole the necklace, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would she steal?
Why? Isn't
you're
she
a millionaire.
Exactly. It's
not the first time she's done it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the weird thing. Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe she gets a thrill off of it. It's another addiction. She went from, you know how people cross, you know, will cross a dick? Like, they'll smoke, like, you know, they'll do like speed, and they'll smoke weed. And now she's going to, like, you know, from alcohol to, like, stealing because she needs some type of an addiction.
She needs something, huh?
She needs to do something.
They really have to, like, stop, really. really stop treating her like a celebrity because she's really not anymore, and just fucking throw the book at her.
Right, exactly.
She hasn't done anything good in a long time.
Yeah. She needs to learn a lesson.
Last time I saw a Lindsay Lohan movie was the Herbie.
Really? I saw Machete. Where apparently
she was in that. That's right.
I saw her boob.
That's
but
right.
But I don't think it was not really her it in the water making out with that dude, because I looked at her titty and I looked at that. They showed her like topless, right? Apparently it was her quote unquote topless. But then when they shoot to another scene where she's up close and her hair is kind of covering her boob, it's a completely different boob. I'm like, that's not the same areola nipple I saw.
No.
And you don't have, that girl in the water had no freckles on her body. And then all of a sudden she has freckles. Yeah. It's like, that was not her titty.
That
I'm pissed off.
Light fuchsia.
I paid $8.50 for this ticket and I didn't get to see Lindsay Lohan's titty.
Well, let me just tell you this. They didn't even promote that she was in it.
Because she was still going through all that court shit that nobody wanted her to know. Because, you know, why are they going to put her in?
I know, but that's probably... She probably wasn't even there to make
but
that
scene. But technically, honestly, I watched it because she was in it. Because they talked about her, like, cutting herself. And then certain parts of the scene, you can see, like, the scars on her wrist from
really?
Her cutting
no
herself.
Shit.
And then she has some stupid tattoo right here. I'm like, oh, you look like shit, you crack whore.
See, I'm weird because I like that look.
She needs
like
to be knocked
fucking
down.
Crack whore
she
look.
Really does.
The fucking crackier, the better for me.
She needs to.
Fucking lopsided.
If she needs to just, like, do some lesbian movies so, like, she'll boost her career back up and everyone will go look at it.
Yeah.
Because I'll go watch it.
She's worse than Amy Winehouse now.
Yeah.
No, Amy Winehouse came out as a crackhead. She's
she jumped out the gate like,
She jumped out like, I'm a crackhead singer, bitches.
Fuck you.
You know, Lindsay Lohan came like, you know, oh, I'm an actress. I don't do drag.
People behind the new Superman movie are actually trying to get her to be in it.
They are, really.
I read that.
What?
But they're trying, but she, you know, their lawyers are telling them, well, maybe you shouldn't because of all the bad news she has recently, but they're still trying to go forward for it.
Interesting.
So
they want to Mary Jane.
No, Superman. That's
I know, Spider-Man. But they wanted to be Mary. Oh, wait, no, that's Lois Lane.
I don't think Lois Lane. I don't know. I don't know who she would be.
She's not getting any big
Lex
roles.
Luthor's dumb whore.
She's not getting any big roles at all.
He does. Lately. He does. Well, see, I kind of. She's competing with T.I. as far as, like, who's going to go to jail the most. So aren't these motherfuckers, aren't they all getting arrested, like, every 4 to 6 months?
What did T.I. do now?
This was about...
robbed a jewelry store. I'm just kidding.
No, he was caught driving down Hollywood Boulevard with some ecstasy and some weed and smoke coming out of the vehicle. But this was... He was just on parole for a fucking...
He's on parole.
Because he's just spent a year in jail.
They're
so,
looking for a reason
back. Could you imagine T.I. and Lindsay as bunkies?
Oh, God.
That'd be interesting.
What a whore. She'd have some black dick.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, she'd come out limping. What's wrong with Lindsay?
I'm fine, guys.
Sounds like a smoker. Been smoking Newports. Just been smoking Newports. Menthols. Menthols are good. Menthols are good. So what do you guys, what are you guys all doing for Valentine's Day? What's the deal? I got you. What are you doing, Des?
Me and Jay are going to go eat out or eat at a restaurant and just not eat. I know. I said
no,
that wrong.
That too. That too.
No, we're going to go eat and just spend the day together.
Oh, okay. That's cool. What are you doing, Mike?
Absolutely nothing.
Hanging out at the fucking house? And
yeah, I know nothing.
Probably do a show about Valentine's Day.
Are you going to say hello to Pamela?
Nothing. I'm not dating with anybody. I'm not interested. I'm perfectly fine with
that. I thought you were married.
No, not married.
Oh.
Not married.
No.
Don't you have kids?
I have kids.
But not married. Typical. He's actually Mexican. He has Mexican in him, so it explains a lot.
Yeah.
Explains a lot. He's half Mexican.
Wasn't there some... I remember hearing on your show about some costumed lady you always talk
Hello
about.
Hello
Kitty. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. We're not together, but things still happen.
Okay. That's good.
Still happen.
Well, maybe
friends
you should ask
benefits.
Her to be your Valentine.
Yes.
No, she's actually out of town with the kids.
Aww.
So that's why tomorrow night I'll be doing that.
Oh, okay.
Well, Michael, where can we check out your podcast?
MichaelShowPodcast.com. Find everything there.
Did you enjoy your stay on the Oddcast?
I did.
I think he got a little high from the smoke
right now,
that was been going around.
But
yeah,
I think I'll be okay.
He has a long drive home. Yeah, if you love the Oddcast, make sure you check out my buddy, The Michael Show. Just check him out on Facebook, and you'll find him somewhere. Huh?
There's somewhere.
What is it, The Michael Show?
Facebook.com/The Michael Show Podcast.
There you go. Because, you know, we have a lot of friends on Facebook together, so we got to make sure we all stay connected. And we wish you all a happy fucking Valentine's Day, or
get your fuck on,
or Mistress Day, happy Mistress Day,
Single Awareness Day,
however you want to celebrate it. Just be safe, use a condom, so your kids aren't robbing me in 10 years. Deal? Yeah.
Try
Deal.
To go out and get some.
Yes, and check us out at PodTalkers.com,
ARFM.com,
PodTalkers@gmail.com,
and every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. ARFM.com.
I said that.
Oh, sorry.
ARFM Live, either one.
iTunes.
Yeah,
iTunes.
All that shit.
Rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and we're going to be having a listener party soon, so stay tuned. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.